We often think of couples therapy as some last-ditch effort that people make when they're pretty much ready to break up, right? Well, one documentary series is challenging that idea by following the experiences of couples who are in therapy at different stages of their relationships. Across 9 episodes, viewers have a rare look into real-life therapy sessions, deeply intimate conversations that are normally intensely private.
We crossed boundaries that shouldn't have been crossed.
The yelling, the drinking, it feels helpless.
Why are you bringing that up again?
Because it happened.
It's just embarrassing.
I'm having a hard time.
You stabbed me.
It's not about you.
So blindsided.
You put an effort.
How do you not understand?
You want me to hurt?
Are you kidding me?
Enough.
The show, called Couples Therapy, is now in its 4th season on Showtime, and it revolves around one psychotherapist, Orna Guralnick, who joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Elsa.
Oh, well, thank you. I am a huge fan of participating in couples therapy. I've done it in multiple relationships, so there's a lot in these episodes that resonates with me, except for the fact that I don't think I could ever do therapy on TV. Like, I could never put such intimate moments out there for the world to see. And I guess that's my first question for you, Orna. As a therapist, why? Like, tell me what excites you. What is compelling for you about making public something that is usually so intensely private?
I know. And the frame of confidentiality is usually sort of our first rule, right?
Right.
This is like the thing we respect the most. I know. I felt the same way when I first heard about this idea. But what excites me the most about what the show has been able to accomplish is that it manages to offer something to people that otherwise wouldn't have access to therapy, wouldn't have access to how other people work through their issues as relationship issues always emerge. There's a lot of really vital information that I think the series offers.
How do you think the interactions change because everyone participating knows there is an audience present, a huge audience?
Shockingly, in a fundamental way, nothing changes. There's something essential about the work that doesn't change at all, no matter the cameras. I mean, not that the cameras are in the room. You don't really see the cameras, but people know they're being filmed.
Yeah.
And still, the work is the work is the work.
That's so interesting. You don't think it's more performative because people know they are being made into a TV show?
You'd think so. I would think so too. But I can tell you just even from my own subjective experience that all of that kind of drops away. But there is something about knowing that it's being recorded and that may be aired and that it intensifies the work a lot. It's almost like therapy on steroids, so it happens faster.
Well, you know, as we mentioned, this is the 4th season. The show is called Couples Therapy. But what's new about this season is we encounter the show's first polyamorous relationship, a group of 3 people. And I was curious, watching you working with them, are there universal lessons that we can learn from this group, even though they don't represent a, quote, typical relationship?
What's interesting to me about working with, like, non-traditional structures is that the ingredients of a relationship don't change. It's more like the weights of what do people prioritize and what do they move to the background. So in the case of polycules or people in polyamorous relationships, there's a great deal of emphasis on verbalizing things, on keeping things very explicit.
I was so struck by how explicit the understandings were, or at least how explicit they wanted the understandings between them to be. There was almost this contract that they were trying to draft among the 3 of them.
Well, there's always a contract. In every relationship, there's a contract, whether it's explicit or implicit, or it's passed down from, like, tradition. What happens with, like, non-traditional structures or with polycules is they have to, since they're kind of throwing away some of the old contract, they have to reiterate a new version of the contract. And they're figuring it out as they go because they're not relying on tradition. So they have to be very, very thoughtful and explicit about the new contract.
Right. And I feel we can all learn so much from that kind of communicativeness.
Yeah.
Your show also reminds me, we bring so much of our own past into relationships, and so much about what makes a relationship work is learning how to work with your partner's past as you're working on how to deal with your own past, right? And there is another couple on this season, Casimar and Alexis, who are deeply in love, yet they both have suffered trauma. And sometimes the two of them have these explosive fights that leave Casimar wondering how to love someone like Alexis.
Yeah.
I'm in the corner. I'm sitting in the bathroom cowering. And I'm like, just walk away, please. How much more understanding am I supposed to be? When does this cross the line of like you're being a survivor and this being a traumatic episode and this just being abusive?
I was so drawn to this couple. And that particular piece of tape that we just heard, it made me want to ask you directly that question. How would you answer that? At what point is being supportive to someone you love harmful to you?
I mean, it's a profound question. I don't have like a pat answer. It really varies from person to person, from couple to couple. I can say about Casimar and Alexis, there was never a moment there that I thought, oh, this is going too far, or now we're going into like very destructive terrain. It was always couched in so much mutual care. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you carry a history of trauma, it doesn't just vanish. It shows up in later intimate relationships, and it's a chance to really work things through. But it's going to be hard. It's going to take everything you've got.
Well, you know, as we were preparing for this interview, a colleague of mine shared that watching your show was instructive for him in his own decision to break up with a longtime boyfriend. And I'm wondering how you feel about your relationship with viewers. These are people you are not talking directly to, but who are learning from you and from your clients, and who are changing their own behaviors and making decisions about their own lives because of what you and your clients talk about. Mm-hmm. What do you think about your own relationship with viewers?
I feel super, super responsible. I think that's been like the biggest honor and privilege and the biggest burden of doing this show, which is that I feel like a great deal of responsibility. We take that very, very seriously. Like, what message are we putting out there to make sure we're really pushing it in the direction that we ethically and morally and psychologically believe in? I take it really, really seriously. I mean, it's an honor and a very big responsibility.
Therapist Orna Goralnik stars in the Showtime series Couples Therapy. Season 4 is out now. Thank you so much, Orna, for spending this time with us.
Thank you, Elsa.